Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Leah Conan's adult debut is an unpredictable domestic thriller in which a fake death goes horribly awry. Set in Woodstock, New York, All the Broken People introduces 28-year-old Lucy King, a woman who, in a desperate bid for a fresh start, gets far more than she bargained for. Soon after arriving at her rustic rental cottage, Lucy meets Vera and John, the disarmingly attractive couple next door whose friendship proves impossible to resist. Well, with her rocky past behind her, Lucy is happily settling into her new home when her artsy new mentors deliver a staggering bombshell. They, too, need to escape from their own small-town troubles, and the only way to wipe the slate clean and start anew is if Lucy helps them fake John's death. Again, the new novel is All the Broken People, and we welcome Leah Conan to the program this morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Happy to be here.
Very nice to have you on the program. Well, so you're writing this novel. You live in our region. You're writing this novel about our region. How long has this book been in you?
You know, it's been a few years. I was actually on a writing retreat in the Poconos, actually. This was before I lived in the Woodstock area. And I was just kind of imagining this hike that three people could go on, and kind of saw two of them walking up ahead and one of them being left behind and hearing a scream up ahead. And from there, this novel just kind of started writing itself, like the story kind of just unfolded. And then in the time that ensued, I actually, my husband and I bought a house up here and really got to know the area. And it was just so fun to kind of ground this, you know, kind of creepy, twisty story in a location as rich as upstate New York and the Catskills.
What does the location in this case add, do you think, to the creepiness of the novel?
So, I mean, it's not a creepy place, right? It's very idyllic. But I think what it adds is that so many people have these dreams of kind of escaping. And a lot of writers especially think, you know, writers that I know from Brooklyn and New York City, they think, I just want to get away. I want to be completely on my own. It's going to be this idyllic, rural kind of dreamland, right? And then maybe when they get there, it's not quite how they imagined it. And that's what Lucy's journey is, kind of realizing that she actually can't escape her past just because she moved somewhere. So I think the remoteness in comparison to where she was in Brooklyn and just the loneliness that the location kind of inspires for her, it throws her right into the arms of this couple, Vera and John, whose own past can be pretty nefarious.
So I want to get to Vera and John in a second, but let us talk about Lucy. Give us a sense of this character and what we should know about her.
So Lucy she's in her late 20s, and she is on this quest to kind of find a family. She doesn't have family, and she thought she found it with her boyfriend in Brooklyn, but the relationship became toxic and abusive. And even her friends in Brooklyn are kind of tied up in that life. So she is kind of, her whole journey is just trying to find her people and find a community. And she kind of keeps striking out on this. And the more and more desperate she becomes, the more she makes these bad decisions and kind of just is going, you know, out of the frying pan into the fire. Because anytime she kind of feels intimacy with people, she really grasps at it. And she kind of throws herself into these relationships.
So Vera and John come on the scene, and obviously, you know, they seem like they have everything together, and they don't. A lot's going wrong, but to Lucy is quite enamored by them initially, and it does let us once again realize that people can be very complicated.
Yes, I mean, I think that Vera and John represent, again, that ideal that Lucy had when she was leaving Brooklyn. You know, they're this artsy couple. They own a gallery. John's a painter. They're a little bit older than she is. They seem just kind of wildly in love. And she sees in them kind of this vision of her life that she wished she could have had, maybe with her ex-boyfriend, and it went completely awry. And she just, you know, she kind of falls in love with them, with both of them, not in a romantic way so much, but just in the idea of them and the way she feels when she's around them. But of course, you know, like I think pretty much all the characters in this book, they have their own secrets. And so how they appear at first to her is very different than how they are. But, you know, by the time she kind of understands who they are, by that point, she's very deep into the relationship and into this plan that she's entered into with the two of them.
And you do have to You do have to ask the question of, you know, things have to be really bad if you're trying to fake your own death, which is obviously what. And then you wonder why you'd bring anybody into that, right? I mean, that's another interesting aspect of this, is somebody that you have the trust to bring them into that.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of film noir. And when I was writing this, I was, you know, thinking, like, can I pull this off? Can I write, you know, these people who we're supposed to believe are real people with real problems who are going to do something that's kind of so, you know, absurd almost and so outlandish. And I think, you know, to me, it was just always grounded in character. It was grounded in the bonds and the friendships that these three people developed. And, you know, from Vera and John's perspective, it was always that they didn't feel that Vera could be the only one who saw John do this, because they worried that she would be the suspect. Because, you know, in crime fiction and just in real life, too, you're always kind of looking to the spouse. So that's kind of why they bring Lucy in. And it was really fun to kind of just play at this more like noir inspired plot and see how that would actually play out in, you know, a more modern time.
When you think of a book like this, of a thriller, what is it like to write at that pace and to keep it up? 'Cause you do it so beautifully in the novel.
Thank you. It's hard. It's very complicated to plot out a thriller. I think there's a couple things going on. There's been so many great thrillers that have come out in the last few years, and they just keep raising the stakes where there's more and more twists and they're kind of more jaw dropping. And then you also have a community of readers who are just eagle-eyed and so clever and so smart, and they are reading and they kind of can see what the author is going to do. So basically I think the readers have really raised the bar on these stories. And this was my first adult novel, but also my first mystery. So for me, it was a lot of trial and error. I made my outline and I plotted it like I do with every book, but I had to change a lot of things as I was going on, because I was kind of understanding all the secrets of the mystery as well as I was writing. It wasn't quite so, you know, A to B to C as maybe other books I've written have been.
How do you think this differs from, you just mentioned this, but other than those aspects of how it differs from your other work?
I mean, it's like night and day here. We have some very, very, very dark and adult themes. And then what I was, you know, writing before was more teen kind of contemporary romances, which were extremely fun. And I love the community of readers that I developed from writing YA. But I just found that this is kind of where I wanted to be. This is the type of fiction and film that was really drawing me in. And I felt that that's what I wanted to be writing as well. So I kind of, you know, let go of kind of the other things I was writing about and wanted to move in this direction. And I hope to kind of stay here, because I just really, really love crafting a mystery. I think it's just one of the most complex and kind of fascinating things you can kind of set out to do in writing.
It certainly is complex, and I guess a great challenge, because and you do it beautifully, but a lot can go wrong, can it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot can go wrong, and I think the more you put out there and the more you try, the more you open up yourself to plot holes and what have you, and some of that's just inevitable. I mean, these books are just kind of, they just go for it. So it's maybe not going to be as tightly, perfectly, you know, logical as, say, you know, another sort of book. But I think people are reading these because they love escaping into it, and they love kind of seeing people who seem like just your average people kind of being caught up in these wild situations.
Well, the name of the new book is All the Broken People. It is Leah Conan's new novel. Leah, thank you very much for sharing with us. A great pleasure, and best of luck with the novel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much.